This is KLLG LP 97.9 FM, Willits, California. I'm Greg Schindel, the train singer. We're now boarding the Bipolar Express. Chugga, 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 chugga up the hill. Puffin' and a chuggin', you know that engine will reach the summit and go down the other side. Whoopee! What a ride! Clickety clack, clickety clack.
Whoopee!
Here we go, raining our way into autumn. This season's leaves will be gone come springtime. The grass is growing, wind is blowing, rain is falling. Never-ending turnaround.
Wow, Greg. Hey, train. Hey, that sounds like a song. Well, it could be. Maybe I'll sing it someday. Hey, you know, Thanksgiving gatherings will be especially poignant this year in view of the devastating fires leaving so many families in critical need. The accent is certainly on giving and the deepest thanks for what we have. You know, holidays bring with them certain traditional songs, and one such song is Over the River and Through the Woods. And, you know, you can substitute Christmas for the Thanksgiving in this song, but I thought I'd just sing this old traditional Thanksgiving Christmas song for you. Over the rivers and through the woods to grandmother's house we go. The horse knows the way to carry the sleigh through the white and drifted snow. Over the river and through the wood, oh, how the wind does blow. It stings the toes and bites the noses. Over the ground we go. Whee! Over the river and through the wood, straight through the barnyard gate. We seem to go extremely slow, it is so hard to wait. Over the river and through the wood, now grandmother's cup I spy. Hurrah for the fun, is the pudding done? Hurrah for the pumpkin pie. I like that stuff. Over the river and through the wood, to grandmother's house we go. The horse knows the way to carry the sleigh through the white drifted snow. Over the river and through the woods, trot fast my dapple gray. Spring over the ground like a hunting hound, for this is Thanksgiving Day. Yeah, it's soon to be, soon to be, soon to be. You know, there's another idea, another song that pops into my mind this time of year. It's called The Fox. And, you know, the idea of the fox family having a feast and, oh, man. But as you know, you might remember from previous shows, the bears and the raccoons, and I'm not exactly sure what reached its hand in and choked off my chickens this year. It wasn't a fox, though, but I still got a great big rooster and two Easter eggers that barely lay, but there they are. But I've created a regular Fort Knox chicken house in the woods, so maybe next spring I'll start all over again. But anyway, here's this song, and it's another one of those old folk songs that I learned when I was younger, and it's called The Fox. Now the fox went out one chilly night, prayed for the moon for to give him light. Many a mile to go that light before he leaves the town home, town home, town home. Many a mile to go that night before he leaves his town home. Well, he ran till he came to the great big den. A goose and the ducks were there put in. A couple of you gonna grease my chin
before I leave this town home, town home, town home. Couple of you gonna grease my tin before I leave this town, oh, woo.
So he grabbed the gray goose by the neck, got some swung some ducks across his back, didn't mind their quack, quack, quack,
and the legs all dangling down, oh, down, oh, down, oh. He didn't mind their quack, 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 and the legs all dangling down, oh.
Old Mel the flipper-flopper, she jump out of bed. She roll up the window, she stuck out her head. She said, John, John, the great goose is gone. And the fox is on the down. Down, oh, John, John, the great goose is gone. The fox is on the town. So Johnny ran to the top of the hill, blowed his horn loud and shrill. Fox said, I better flee with my kill. Soon be on my trail, oh, trail, oh, trail, oh. The fox said, I better flee with my kill. Soon be on my trail. So he ran till he came to his cozy den. There was little ones 8, 9, 10. They said, Daddy, Daddy, you better go back to bed. Must be a mighty fine town, oh, town, oh, town, oh. Daddy, Daddy, you better go back again. Must be a mighty fine town, oh. Now the fox and his wife, without any strife, cut up that goose with a fork and a knife. Never had such a supper in the life, said the little one chewed on the bones, oh, bones. Oh, bones, oh, never had such a supper in the life, and the little ones chewed on the bones, oh. I can just see that, man. I love the part about the fox and his wife without any strife, especially at Thanksgiving. There seems to be strange strife bubbles up for this particular holiday, but they cut up that goose with a fork and a knife, and they never had such a supper in their life, and the little ones, you know, they chewed on the bones, oh. And may your holidays be joyful without any strife. This is KLLGLP 97.9 FM, Willits, California. I am Greg Schindel.
Yes, the train singer.
And we're riding on the bipolar explorer. Stop that. Okay. Hey, what's happening in Trainland, train singer? Well, Greg, this is the season when the skunk train has been calling all elves for their annual Christmas train, which begins, by the way, on December the 20th, Greg, December 3rd. Woo, not much time now. But there's still time, you know, for applying for being an elf helper on the skunk, although it's getting a little late for that. But still, get an application ASAP from the Willits Depot. And again, our first moving train rehearsal will be just after November 20. And I want to say at this time that for over 100 years, the California Western Railroad has attracted thousands of tourists from around the world to the Willits community. Passengers can get off the beaten path and experience an historical train ride into the coastal redwoods and Noyo River Canyon. Local residents can take advantage of the Skunk Train's generous locals discount on any day, any trip. Check the Skunk schedule at skunktrain.com or call 707-964-6371. That's the Fort Bragg Depot. Or 707-459-1052. That is Willits. Let me repeat that. skunktrain.com or 964-6371, Fort Bragg. Or 459-1052. Now, you remember this. You locals are from Mendocino, Lake County, and Humboldt County, and you must bring in an ID, preferably with a picture on it. I had a friend on the train yesterday, and he didn't have an ID with him. I can't believe, how'd you drive here without an ID? I don't know. Well, anyway, he paid the full price, and there was nothing I could do. So bring in your ID to the depot and state that you are a local. Now, thank you, Skunk Train, for your continued underwriting support for this show, The Bipolar Express, and therefore KLLGLP 97.9 FM, Willits, California. So, last week we were reading a little bit about the past railroad engineers and brakemen, and we were hearing some of the words from a man named Dick Murdoch, who was, excuse me, born in 1917. Rest in peace, Dick. So, but there are many reasons why the California Western's Railroad's Engine 45, it's a Mikado steam engine, is so popular with train enthusiasts. I mean, those engines, those steam engines seem to come alive. And many of the old-timer engineers, they hated to see them disappear into history. And now I would like to read again from Dick Murdoch's little interview here. And he's talking about the demise of the steam trains. By 1948, we were aware of changes beginning in the railroad. The first freight diesels were arriving. SP, like many roads, considered diesels superior. There was great savings in water and maintenance and manpower. Steam engines needed soft water to be most efficient. It was a constant battle to keep the boilers clean. You know, a big steamer could boil away up to 20,000 gallons of water in 100 miles, and more in the mountains. Diesels, like automobiles, needed no additional water once their radiators were full. And whereas a train requiring 6 or 8 steam engines, they needed an engineer and a fireman for each train. Diesels could run in series with up to 6 or 8 units electrically connected together, or respond to the touch of a single engineer in the cab of the lead unit. SP had purchased their first steam locomotive 4 years earlier. their final steam locomotive 4 years earlier. A cab first Mallet 4294. And it's on display right now, the California State Railroad Museum in Sacramento. Now, in the early 50s, the phasing out of steam power was in full swing. And as more and more shiny new diesels appeared, fewer steamers were seen. And those that were still in use were patched up just to get by until they'd be replaced. There was an all-out campaign to get rid of firemen because diesels had no fires to tend. Firemen with low seniority lost more and more job security every day. Those who stayed start showing up to work wearing slacks instead of overalls. Diesels were much cleaner. Los Medanos siding east of Pittsburgh was in the late 50s a collecting track for retired steam locomotives. They were sold to U.S. Steel for scrap. It was sad to see those old freight and passenger engines doomed to be the cutting torch. It had been the job of both hoghead and fireman to get their trains over the road fast and safe. It was a sign of disgrace to be hauled in by another engine. And if there were breakdowns, we made emergency repairs on the road. Such pride was inherent in steam and was not transferable to diesel. Now, I traded seniority rights with Shasta Division firemen and moved to Dunsmuir. And even though new 4-unit EMD Black Widows came in every day, there was still a lot of big steam power around. I was firing freight and passenger. My first winter there, I took a hustling job, and then I got to handle the Mallets and the Decapods and the Mikados and the Pacifics and the Consolidations, mountain-type 4-3-300s, general service 4-8x4s and 3-cylinder 5000s. After 5 years, Dunsmuir was completely dieselized. I had to leave Dunsmuir and return to the Western Division. And at that time, there still was steam at Oakland, Port Costa, and Pittsburgh. That means I had to watch steam fade into history twice on the same railroad. I've got a lot more reading here, but I think I want to save some of... Oh, no, come on, read a little more. All right, Trent, all right. Ray Gregory. Between 1955 and 1960, I ran my last steam engines and said... And suddenly they were all gone. The only places you could find them were city parks. Old Port Costa was closed down as a switching yard. And the roundhouse and the other buildings were torn down. The water tanks were removed. And the turntable pit was filled in with dirt and concrete. And with my seniority, I could work the engineer's extra list out of West Oakland during the summer, but other times I fired local freights in and out Pittsburgh. On and off duty times were changed and work was shifted to get the most out of existing crews. Soon firemen were all but eliminated. There were lots of experienced men who would have been engineers later down the line who got ruthlessly swept aside. Since then, SP needed to backtrack and recruit people for their locomotive simulator training program. Now, with diesels, you got longer, heavier trains, 140 cars or more. This made some traffic problems at crossings in busy areas all over the United States. There was a compounded delay when, if for reasons unknown, there was an emergency application of air brakes. Now, rules require that the brakemen walk the entire length of the train and inspect the cars. And if it's 160 cars, they can stretch for 2 miles across many a crossing. Even with lots of automobile drivers honking, you can't move that train 1 inch until the train is inspected and the air is restored and everyone's in the clear and you get the brakeman signal to move. My railroad career ended Memorial Day, 1978. I made what might have been the shortest run in history, 1 hour and 25 minutes. We covered 100 feet. We had 10 SD45 diesels and a caboose ready to leave the West Oakland diesel shop. But we couldn't because there was a railroad wreck up the line. I climbed down out of the cab. I looked back at the crew I was leaving behind. "I'm retiring," I said. Well, Dick Murdoch, what a story he has here. But here's a little cute song. This is written by Utah Phillips. When I was just a boy, living by the tracks, us kids would gather up the coal in a great big gunny sack. Then hear that warning sound as the train pulled into view. Engineer would smile and wave as she went rolling through. Why she blew so loud and clear, we covered up our ears. Counted cars as high as we could go. I can almost hear the steam and that big old driver scream with a sound my little boy may never know. Daddy, what's a train? Something I can ride. Does it carry lots of grown-up folks and little kids inside? Is it bigger than a house? How can I explain when my little boy and girl ask me, Daddy, what's a train? You know, I guess the times have changed and kids are different now. Some don't even seem to know that milk comes from a cow. But my little girl can tell all the names of the baseball stars. I remember when we memorized the names on railroad cars. Let me see. There was Wabash and TP, the Lackawanna and IC, or the Nickel Plate, the good old Santa Fe. Names out of the past, and I know they're fading fast. Every time I hear my boy and girl say, Daddy, what's a train? Something I can ride. Carry lots of grown-up folks and little kids inside. Is it bigger than a house? Or how can I explain when my little girl and boy ask me, Daddy, what's a train? Well, so we jumped into the car and we drove down into town, right up to that diesel house, but no one was around. We searched the yard together for something I could show. I knew there hadn't been a train for a dozen years or so. All the things I did when I was just a kid, oh, how far away memories appear. Oh, but it's plain to see, oh, they mean a lot to me, cause my ambition was to be an engineer. Oh, Daddy, what's a train? Something I can ride. Does it carry lots of grown-up folks? Little kids inside. Is it bigger than a house? How can I explain when my little boy and girl ask me, Daddy, what's a train? Well, I'll tell you, sonny and daughter, it's something you might want to ride on someday. You know, and kids, speaking of steam engines, sometimes they say, well, what's a puffer belly? And I say, it's a steam engine. Down by the station early in the morn, see those little puffer bellies all in a row. see the station master pull the little handle. Jump, jump, woo, woo, off we go. Down by the station early in the morn, see the little puffer bellies all in a row. See the station master pull the little handle. Jump, jump, woo, woo, off we go. Down by the station early in the morn, see the little puffer bellies all in a row. See the station master pull the little handle. Jump, jump, beep, beep, off we go. Down by the station early in the morn, see the little puffer bellies all in a row. See the station master pull the little handle. Jump, jump, woo, woo, off we go. Yes, yes. So, you know, in order to convey the idea of steam, I put together this thing called a steam chant. It's very short, so let's play that one. Let's play that. Let's listen to some steam.
Water,
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 hot,
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 water,
hot,
water,
steam!
Water,
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 hot,
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 water,
hot,
water,
steam!
Water,
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 hot,
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 water,
hot,
water,
steam! Oh, well, away go the steam engines. You know, our local, by the way, our local Roots of Motive Power has the largest collection of steam-powered machinery in the state. So you keep your eye out for Roots Steam Days in Willits. And be sure to look for that special Christmas steam train. They run that around the circle. This is a great season. This is a seasonal thing, so take advantage of your local Roots. Hey, I will be happy when the Skunk's old 45 is back in service and Tunnel Number 1 is open again. You know, all that fresh coastal mountain air, nothing to compare. Leave the world behind on this old train back in time. There's a winding track, what's around the bend? Perhaps a deer in a shady glen, or a flock of wild turkeys, or a quail hen. It's not a logging train anymore. As it climbs and glides along that forest floor, from Willits to the Fort Bragg shore, that mighty train rolls on. And you climb aboard that old train now, hear the children yelling, wow! See the ancient redwoods, ah, what a view, and that beautiful water's hue. While riding on this North Coast treasure, thinking tree, think in terms of a tall tree measure, and relax, and ride to your life's full pleasure. Ah, think back, times were young, the outdoors, the breeze, and the sun. Ah, we're riding just to have some fun. The mighty train rolls on. Then all our daydreams seem to funnel into a dark and smoky tunnel, that smelly old skunk train. Now we know how it got its name. Out of the darkness we burst outside. Along the shining tracks we glide, dreaming it's a star we've got to ride. You know that trip to North Spur's not very long. Oh, sing ourselves a brand new song, because we'll be back in town for too long. And that mighty train goes on. Ah, that fresh coastal mountain air, you know there's nothing to compare. Leave the world behind on this old skunk train going back in time. Whoa, 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 whoa. Yeah. Come on back, 45. We sure do need you.
you know, there's a little bit of train history mixed in with little steam sounds. And I'd like to play the very rare recording, probably the only one that you'll ever get, of my classic poem about building the railroad across the United States called The Dreamline Express. So let's switch over to Dreamline. What do you say there, Mike Engineer? Here we go.
Well, I'm a train singer. Let me sing you a song. Swing on a board, I'll take you along. Fire up my boiler, make me shine. I'll take you for a ride on my dream line. On the Dream Line Express. Yeah, I'm a trained singer. Let me tell you a story about the heartache and the glory. We'll build a railroad across this land, through the high Sierras, across the great plains and the desert sand. A dream line. It was a union from the east and the central from the west. Atlantic to Pacific was the quest. Old Paddy worked the railroad with not much pay. He laid miles and miles of track, day after day. And the Chinese laborers who could blast through the high Sierras so the trains could pass. Well, they set their dynamite charges from lowered baskets. Easily could have become wicker caskets on the dream, on the Dream Line Express. Let's go across the plains through the buffalo. The herd's so vast the trains had to slow. And from the open cars, the sportsmen shot at will to see how many they could kill. And as the bison fell, the men would yell and hoot. Why, their guns got so hot, they would no longer shoot. From the dream, from the dream, from the dream line. Ho! Promontory Point, Utah, May 10, 1869. While this country was united by a steel rail line, a golden spike was driven so the world would know. While you could ride the train from Boston through to San Francisco. On the Dream Line Express. You know, the history of this country is written on the trains. The engines, the rail cars, they all bear the names. calling back the memory of the American dream, of riding the rails in the days of steam. You got the night owl, the black hawk, the lark and the Shawnees, the Hiawathas and the Arrowheads and the Super Chief. And then borne by tons of steel and blasts of steam, you get the pilgrim, the pioneer, the patriot of the national dream. And the Betsy Ross and the Minuteman and the Benjamin Franklin, the DeWitt Clinton, the Abraham Lincoln, and the Washington Irving William Penn, empire builder, Bostonian. And for streamlined speed and comfort all the way, you got the city of Portland, Denver, New Orleans, L.A. And of all the streamlined dream trains across this land, the city of San Francisco was most grand. Of the Dream Line Express. Hey, how we love to hear about those wrecks. Scalded firemen, engines on their necks, and derailed diesels and torn up tracks, and Engineer Brooks with his broken back. Casey Jones with his story grand, while he crashed his train into the promised land. And engineer Steve Brody, a similar story. He flew off Stillwell Trestle and into the glory. And when the brave engineer had sealed his fate, well, he said he'd meet his gal at the Golden Gate. The Prairie Queen, the Royal Palm, FFE, or old 97, they all took life's railway straight to heaven. On the Dream Line Express. Woo! Ho! Hey, let's go back with the hobos and the wind and the rain. When Utah Phillips was still a hopping trains. And Hobo Bill with his jungle shack, sharing his stew with a dog named Boomer Jack. I remember when I was a child, who I ran the ties, my heart beat wild. First I'd see the headlight and I know she's coming. I hear the whistle blow, the diesels thrumming, and I count those cars as they rumble past. I spy that little red caboose at last. On the Dream Line Express. Hey, you board a train, you ride in style. You eat and you drink and you sleep mile after mile after mile. Take a commuter at the break of day and your laptop computer and work along the way. Why, some foamers buy tickets with their passions ablaze while they board and ride a train for days and days and days and days and days on the Dreamline I'm a trained singer, let me sing your song. Swing on a board, I'll take you along. Fire up the boilers, make me shine. Well, I'll take you for a ride on my dream line. On the dream. Big room.
That's a long song. Hey, nobody out there with ADD can handle that one. So that was a rare recording of the Dreamline Express. Hey, thank you, trained singer. That was all right. Hey, I'll see you on the Christmas train, yes? Hey, this is KLLGLP, 97.9 FM. What town is we in? Where is Willits? Where's Willits? Don't tell him. Don't tell him. So I really try not to talk politics. I mean, it's always such a dirty downer, you know. I mean, except, by the way, there is an exception. The passage of Mendocino Measure B. Now, that's an upper in politics for Mendocino. But, however, lately, how about for the last year, our national political environment has been excruciatingly wrong. I mean, this saber rattling is terrifying. We aren't rattling sabers anymore. We are threatening nuclear annihilation. I mean, planetary destruction. Annihilation. Spell it. A-N-N-I-H-I-L-A-T-I-O-N, annihilation! Hey, this isn't actually a new idea either. Sam Hinton sang Old Man Adam in the 1950s. Old Man Adam, Talking Atomic Blues by Sam Hinton, was written by Vern Partlow and was first released by Pete Seeger in 1948. Whoa. So I'm going to kind of rap it for you. Old Man Adam. Hiroshima, Nagasaki, Armagordo, Bikini. Hey, I'm going to preach y'all a sermon about Old Man Adam, and I don't mean the Adam in the Bible, datum. And I don't mean the Adam that Mother Eve mated. I mean that thing that science liberated. The thing that Einstein says he's scared of. And when Einstein's scared, I'm scared. But if you're scared of the A-bomb, here's what you gotta do. You gotta gather all the people in the world with you.
Because you don't get together and do it. First thing you know, he's going to blow this world plumb to Hiroshima, Nagasaki, Alamogordo, Bikini. Now, life used to be such a simple joy. The cyclotron was just a super toy. And folks got born, they'd work and marry. And the atom was a word in the dictionary. And then it happened. The science boys from every clime, they all pitched in with overtime, and before they knew it, the job was done. And they hitched up the power of the gall-darn sun and put a harness on old Sol, splitting atoms while the diplomats was splitting hairs. Hiroshima, Nagasaki, Alamogordo, Bikini. But the Adams International, in spite of hysteria, flourishes in Utah as well as Siberia. And whether you're black, white, red, or brown, the question is this when you boil it down. To be or not to be? That is the question. Now, the answer to it all ain't military datum. Like who gets their firstest with the mostest atoms. No, the people of this world must decide their fate. They gotta get together or disintegrate. We hold this truth to be self-evident, that all men may be cremated equal. Hiroshima, Nagasaki, Alamogordo, Bikini. Yes, it's up to the people, because the atom don't care. You can't fence him in. He's just like air. He doesn't give a hoot about any politics or who got what into whichever fix. All he wants to do is sit around and have his nucleus bombarded by neutrons. Now, the moral of this, just as plain as day, that old man Adam is here to stay. He's going to stick around, and that's plain to see. But I... my beloved, are we? So listen, folks, here's my thesis. Peace in the world, or the world in pieces. Hiroshima, Nagasaki, Alamogordo, Bikini. Hey, what about San Onofre, Three Mile Island, Chernobyl, Fukushima? Yikes, that's kind of scary, isn't it? Well, I've been listening to this all my life. Wow, you know, 1940s, 50s rap. Hey, does anybody remember the Kingston Trio's take on this? They're rioting in Africa. They're starving in Spain. There's hurricanes in Florida. And Texas needs rain. Not really right now. The whole world is festering with unhappy souls. The French hate the Germans. The Germans hate the Poles. Italians hate Yugoslavs. South Africans hate the Dutch. And I don't like anybody very much. But we can be thankful and tranquil and proud that man has been endowed with a mushroom-shaped cloud. And we may be certain that one happy day someone will set the spark off. Say it. And we will all be blown away. Oh, why, they're rioting in Africa. There's strife in Iran. What nature doesn't do to us will be done by our fellow man. Ooh, yes, I remember it well. Yep. As the man said, we've got to get together or disintegrate. And you say to yourself, well, how do we do that, Greg? What do you say, Trent? What do we do? I say, don't forget to love one another.
Believe in justice for all. Don't take freedom for granted. And every now and then, sing a little political song. If I had a hammer, I'd hammer in the morning, I'd hammer in the evening, all over this land. I'd hammer out danger, I'd hammer out a warning, I'd hammer out love between my brothers and my sisters, all over this land. If I had a bell, I'd ring it in the morning, ring it in the evening, all over this land. I'd ring out danger, I'd ring out a warning, I'd ring out love between my brothers and my sister, all over this land. If I had a song, I'd sing it in the morning, I'd sing it in the evening, all over this land. I'd sing out danger, sing out a warning, I'd sing out love between my brother and my sister, all over this land. Well, I've got a hammer, and I've got a bell, and I've got a song to sing all over this land. It's the hammer of justice, the bell of freedom, oh, the song about love between my brother and my sister, all over this land. It's the hammer of justice, oh, bell of freedom, it's a song about love between the brother and my sister, all over this land. Now, yes, you remember that? Who did it? Peter, Paul, and Mary. Yes, I actually saw them when I was a teenager. So, peace is the world smiling, peace is a gentle dove, peace is sharing, peace is caring, peace is filling the world with love. This is Speaking of Love, KLLGLP, 97.9 FM, Willits, California. I am Greg Schindel, train singer. We're riding with the beepillery, wee! What was that? Oh, never mind. Hey, we do need to have peace, love, and joy as we move into the dark, wet of winter. And speaking of love, hello, love. I have a few love relationship type songs left over from last week. So, you know, here's one of them right here. Ooh. Can I touch your arm? No wish to alarm the world. Can I touch your hair? Honestly stare at you. You know I care for you, you know I do. Don't walk away, I think about you all day, and I can't even say I hear the band play.
Silly!
I don't want to walk away. I think about you all day, and I can't even say I hear the band play. Oh, can I touch your arm? To alarm the world, can I touch your hair? Honestly stare at you, you know I care for you, you know I do. Come on, don't be timid, don't be timid, embrace me, embrace me. You know, here's one. Here's one of those love songs, but I'm bringing it in because of, I think because of the rain. Thank you. Oh, perfect. It's a windy morning, and there's rain on the floor, and a new line of drops beat time. While the roof is alive with the sound in the sky, the dogs are asleep behind. Purple flashes around your hair, whisper words a woman's care. Was got my head turning off from muddy water. The morning dream of your hair. Oh, purple woman, what are we doing? Flashing time before our eyes. Oh, purple woman, oh, what are we doing? Flashing time before our eyes. And I take a drink of what's grown cold, and a quail dances with her song, bending branches and autumn flowers. Sleepy raindrops still belong. Oh, purple flashes around your hair, whisper words of woman's care. Got my head turning, oh, from muddy water to morning dream of your hair. Oh, purple woman, what are we doing? Flashing time all before our eyes. Purple woman, what are we doing? Flashing time before our eyes. Oh, purple woman, what are we doing? Flashing time before our eyes. Ah, yes. And then there's that lonely heart pining for love to return. Feel so lonesome both night and day. Nobody ever seemed to come your way. Can get no love no matter what you say. Love, come my way again. Oh, come my way again. Come my way again. This love you find is gonna carry you away. It's gonna carry you away. Gonna carry you away, love. You come my way again. Come my way again. my wig in. And then the magic is like a long lost friend. Whoa. Oh. Oh, here she goes again. Ooh, here she goes again. Oh, here she goes again. Oh, come my way again. 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 And I do hope love comes your way out there again and again and again and surrounds you. And then there's seasonal magic in your lives right now. Hey, don't miss Lauren Hertz O'Brien and his father in concert at the Brick House, by the way. Rock to Rock Maninoff. The Brick House, November 24 at 7 o'clock p.m. What virtuosity we will experience! Oh, yes, yes, yes. Hey. Okay, well, you know, maybe you got a little bit of time for this. By the river on the grass, waiting for the clouds to pass beneath the blue. Flying birds and falling leaves, rolling hills and higher mountains all in view. Take more time out for your own. Take more time out for your own love. Swirling water and floating leaves, sunlight pouring down on trees beyond the hill. Shadows falling and cool wind blowing, beating wings and songbirds calling, all is still. Where are we riding out of now, Mikey? I want to thank Mike Bridges for being in here today. Look at that, he's actually clasping his hands together. That arm of his starting to get better all the time. And we're riding on the bipolar expect. Woo! Riding on the bipolar expect. On a KLLG LP, 97.9. FM radio, radio. I said KLLG LP 97.9. FM Willis, California. Na 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 na.